us this afternoon for what is a red letter day in the history of Louisiana Tech athletics and an exciting announcement about the future of our program. I'd like to extend a special thank you to the members of the media that have joined us this afternoon. Thank you for your time and your outstanding coverage of this event and of Louisiana Tech University. Out of respect for the members of the media and our special guests, if you have a cell phone at this time, if you would, please set that to vibrate or to mute so as not to disrupt the proceedings this afternoon. A quick rundown of how we'll conduct this afternoon's press conference. Momentarily, I'll introduce Louisiana Tech University President Dan Renaud, who will have some comments. Following Dr. Renaud's comments, he will introduce and welcome our special guest. Following his comments, we'll introduce Athletics Director Bruce Vandevelde, who likewise will have some remarks. Upon conclusion of Bruce's remarks, we will then open the floor to the media for a question and answer session. At the conclusion of the media Q&A, we will ask, then we will bring the press conference to a close, but before that, we will ask everyone to stand and join us in the singing of the Louisiana Tech alma mater. If time permits, for the members of the media, Dr. Renaud and Bruce will be available briefly following the press conference. Our guests will have to leave, so please go ahead and make use of the time during the Q&A to address the questions to him. We also have an official press release and some links to some online resources that we've made available to you. So following the press conference, please see one of the media representatives and we'll ensure that you have those materials provided to you. So at this time, without further ado, it's my pleasure to introduce Louisiana Tech University President Dan Renaud.
What a fine day it is. What a such a red letter, a red and blue day it is for Louisiana Tech University overall and Louisiana Tech University athletics. I won't bore you much with my comments, but I do want to speak just a little bit on the road we have traveled. 25 years ago, I became president, and at that time the decision had been made to try to move Tech to 1A athletics. You'll never know the pressure I had that first year to stay 1AA from all across the state of Louisiana. And one of the most powerful people in the state told me to stay because we would fail and we would have to come back to 1AA and that would be a personal embarrassment to me. But I've always been stubborn and I've always thought of Louisiana Tech as top notch of whatever it tried. And what we do achieve. We became 1AA independent. In 1988, Joe Raymond Pease and his team and set of coaches played two 1A schedules in brutal seasons. I don't know how many of you remember that. And not a single player or coach complained because they had the quest in mind also. And we were reclassified as 1A. Their names are inscribed under the Bulldog coming out of the field house. We were 1A independent. Then we went into the Big West Conference for a few years. Came back out as 1A independent, and this is all football. At the same time, we formed the American South Conference 25 years ago, and all other athletics went into it. Then we were elected in all sports to the Western Athletic Conference, and that was a fine time for us at that time. In fact, we won the first championship, the championship of the WAC the first year in football. And you know, I think we might win the championship in the last year. How about that, Coach Dyke? But what a trip to get to today where we know that we have the right home and the right place to be. I want to recognize just a few people who have helped us get there. Of course, Bruce will come up. Bruce has been the point guard bulldog for this project. But over all those years, there's been one reporter who's made that trip with us that's here today, and that's our own Buddy Davis. And we appreciate you, Buddy. I have to recognize a few people. James Davison, who's used every contact he had and more in helping us achieve our goals. Steve Davison, Todd Davison, Jim, the whole Davison family. And Terry Bradshaw, I want to recognize. Terry has not forgotten us, and he has played a key role. The Athletic Council and so many others have on this quest that we have had. And I want to remember Jim Oakes and his 10 or so years as athletic director, the leadership he gave, and the quest he made for Conference USA. And then about six years ago, we took a renewed interest. I made a commitment again. We developed a strategic plan with the help from a company from Minnesota, and we started this deal, and Derek Dooley helped energize us. But I tell you what, Sonny Dykes and the Poinsettia Bowl and the class of that team and the way they played has done a lot too. Needless to say, today is not only a great day for Louisiana Tech University, it's a personally satisfying day for me. I want to now introduce the man who brings the invitation, the Commissioner Britton Bonowski of Conference USA.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Good honor. Thank you. Okay. Thank you very much, Dan, and thanks to all of you for coming out today. What a great turnout, and what a wonderful day in Ruston. It's a great day to be a conference commissioner. To tell you the truth, we don't get these days very often when you can say that you add 5 universities to your conference in the same day. And so that's what's happening actually right now across the United States. And so I'm delighted to spend this time with you. The universities we're bringing into the conference are terrific universities, great fans, great new mascots. I can tell you that your mascot is better trained than all of their mascots. So amazing, really. Amazing, really. But honestly, we have a plan, and we put our plan into action. A big part of it was to identify universities that were truly excellent and were growing and had a lot of dynamic activity. Certainly Louisiana Tech fits that part of our plan, and so that was a no-brainer. And we also identified universities that had a tradition of competitive success and the potential to be successful in the future. And no doubt Louisiana Tech fits that element of our plan. The coaches you have here, the coaches you have here are on the right path. They're very, very well respected nationally. You do a great job building out your programs. You know, one thing I will tell you need to do is continue to build. Infrastructure is the key to successful athletics going forward. I know Bruce understands that. It's something that we stress with all of our universities, not only those that have been in Conference USA for a while, but those that are coming in to Conference USA. The third part of our plan is to do something that actually makes sense geographically. We want to be able to put divisions together for our conference so that student athletes and fans can actually travel to games and give back. And Louisiana Tech is smack dab in the middle of our footprint, so that's terrific. But above all that, I mean, we want to be associated with great people, and people that you know you can trust, people that you know share your common vision. We want to be able to project this conference out into 2020 and 2030 as something that's relevant and meaningful and making a difference in the lives of the people in the communities. And in order to do that, you've got to have great leadership. And we have great leadership in Dr. Renaud and Bruce Vandevelde. And so from all of us at Conference USA, the presidents and chancellors, the athletic directors, the coaches, welcome to Conference USA.
You know when this thing became really official? 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon, I received Britton's letter with all the appropriate signatures on it. And a note, don't announce it till after 10:30 today. This has been the worst kept secret in Louisiana Tech's history, Britton. I want to say a couple words about our athletic director, Bruce Vandervelde. I think he has lived this day and night in all the 2 to 3 years that he's been the athletic director. We're here because of the efforts of so many people, but he has strictly been the point guard on this project. Ladies and gentlemen, Bruce Vandervelde.
Thank you, and thank all of you for being here today. What a great day today is, huh? Give yourselves a round of applause. We love you. Today marks a significant milestone in the history of Louisiana Tech Athletics. The opportunity to join a conference with a national brand and a strong regional presence that is fan-friendly, provides great media exposure, and enhances regional rivalries has been the dream and the vision at Louisiana Tech for many, many years. There is no doubt that this opportunity enhances our position now and in the future and solidifies our status as the flagship university of Northern Louisiana. It is a great honor to be invited to Conference USA, whose members reflect the values of higher education and are recognized nationally for their rich traditions in intercollegiate athletics. I want to express our appreciation to Conference USA, its membership, and Commissioner Britton Bonowski for this outstanding opportunity. How about another round of applause? I also would like to thank President Dan Reneau for his support and his leadership. Over 25 years from making the move to NCAA Division I-A to the Western Athletic Conference and now Conference USA, there has remained one constant, and that is the leadership of President Reneau. Thank you, Dr. Reneau. Our student athletes, our coaches, and our staff have made significant contributions in making this day possible. And I sit out and look at many of them that are in the audience today. Our head football coach, Sonny Dykes, WAC Coach of the Year, WAC Championship last year. Michael White, Teresa Weatherspoon, Gary Stanley, on and on, all the great head coaches. We have tremendous leadership with our coaches here at Louisiana Tech, and we have marvelous student athletes. Of course, less travel means our student athletes will now have more time to study. Thank you for your sacrifice and for your record of accomplishments. 30 conference championships in 10 years and a stellar record in academic achievement. We take great pride in our student athletes and their accomplishments. I would be remiss if I did not mention the tremendous loyal support we receive from our faculty, staff, and student body. Thank all of you. Our fans, alumni, and supporters have played a significant role in our progress, and their support will continue to be vitally important as the athletic department develops and grows within Conference USA. Thank all of you for your loyalty, enthusiasm, and support. Louisiana Tech has never been about where we are, but instead where we are going. We choose not just to exist in Conference USA, but to excel. To accomplish this, we need everyone's support. Everyone. There is strength in numbers, and we need all of you to participate as we make this transition. This is your program. This is your school. Celebrate today. We have exciting challenges ahead. And we embark as we embark on a new journey to great heights as a proud member of Conference USA. Thank you.
Thank you, Bruce, Commissioner Banowski, and Dr. Renaud. At this time, we'd like to open the floor to the members of the working media who are here in attendance for our Q&A session. If you would, please, there are media representatives here that have some wireless microphones. If you would please utilize those to ask your questions of our guests, that way everyone can share in the question and response.
Yes, sir, to really all three gentlemen, Bruce and Britton and Dan, please. Just talk about the how much this means of the big picture for Tech athletics, and just as a landmark moment, where does this rank in the university's athletic history?
Well, I said this has been a quest. It's a landmark achievement for us. Its impact is not just on athletics, which we're certainly in a fine conference that we can compete in and afford. But it also has an impact on this university. It sets it further apart and more up on an island of excellence than ever before. The image of Louisiana Tech has been greatly enhanced.
I would concur with Dr. Renaud's statement and tell you that, at least as it relates to our athletic program, I can't see an area that this won't have an impact in, buddy. It's like a tide that raises all ships. And now it's up to all of us, our alumni, our supporters, our student athletes, our coaches, our administration, to make sure that we continue on and that we make the commitment to invest in our program, and because the bar has been raised and we've achieved a level. But the quest for excellence never stops. It goes on and on. And we are seeking excellence in everything we do, both academically and athletically.
I would just comment that based upon the turnout, it's obviously a big deal here in Ruston and throughout the Louisiana Tech community. So that goes without saying.
Bruce, will you talk just a little bit about recruiting? Parents could just jump in the car and go to Hattiesburg and Houston instead of having to jump on a plane and go to Hawaii or Fresno.
Oh, it's tremendous, not only for all the fans and the families, but also for our student athletes and coaches. I've always, you know, I've made some of those trips with our teams, and I see the toll it takes on them. And I'm serious when I say that our student athletes will have now more time to study, they'll have more time to play in front of their family and their friends. But you know, I had a brief time with Britton in my office before the event today, and I mentioned to him, you know, he's really on to something here, because what in essence he's doing is Conference USA is a national brand, and we're taking that national brand, and inside of it we're developing regional rivalries, which is really what everybody wants. I mean, as I talk to people in the Big 12, the SEC, the Big Ten, that's what you want. You want those regional rivalries on a national stage, and that's what we have with Conference USA, and we're a part of it, and we're just overjoyed to be a member.
Bruce, might as well stay up there and ask this question, please. We've asked you for several years now, and every time that we've spoken with you at any event, what's the situation with you guys, Conference USA, and moving to a different conference? Now that it's finally over, and you can finally probably get some sleep now, personally for you, what does this mean to know that the hard work that you put into this and us dogging you for the last couple of years about it, now how's it feel?
Well, I'm happy for everyone here. I'm happy for our fan base, for our alumni, for President Renaud and his leadership team, for our faculty, our student bodies. That's where I get my sense of pride and enjoyment is watching all of you. I called one of our longtime supporters as I was coming back from the airport today. Many of you know Dr. Gerald, and I called Dr. Gerald and just visited with him. You bet. And I said, Dr. Gerald, I'm happy for you. We did this for you guys, and we did it for you guys, and that's what's exciting about this.
Bruce, if you could address one more thing. How much will this mean, Bruce, in helping Quest for Excellence? I know you've already got the ambitious program going. You're doing well with it, but how much will this mean in helping?
Well, it will help tremendous amount, but I hope that it not just helps intercollegiate athletics, but it helps the whole institution. I hope it means that more and better students will choose Louisiana Tech University. I hope it means that more alumni will give back to academics and to the college that they attended. I hope it means that we'll have more season ticket holders and more LTAC members. But I want it to be have a positive impact for the entire institution, not just intercollegiate athletics. I do think it'll be a very positive impact, but it's up to us to have the mechanisms in place. There's still a lot of heavy lifting and a lot of work to be done in that area, and we have to continue to invest and to move forward, and that's going to take a lot of hard work and support. And we need every one of you to participate. So that's what we'll be trying to do here in the future, is get more and more people involved with Louisiana Tech University and our athletic program.
What's the response been like from the athletes?
Pardon me?
What's the response been like from, let's see, some of the athletes up there today?
Oh, I think it's been great. It really has. And I think it'll really have a significant impact not only on our student athletes here, but in recruiting, especially the number of schools we have in Texas, which is a big area that many of our programs recruit from.
Mr. Benaski, can you address the changing landscape of college athletics and the solidarity of the current members of Conference USA going forward?
I mean, obviously there's been a lot of change over the last two or three years. You know, I remember when the Southwest Conference went away, and so the change has always been happening, but it's happening more rapidly now. And so I think all of us that are in the industry appreciate how important it is to create as much stability as you can, and obviously universities have to make choices in terms of their association, and we respect that. And so it's not necessarily a bad thing if a school moves from one conference to another, but the most important thing is that you have a cohesive core group of members that share the same values and that have a common vision for growth. And we certainly have that in the conference. We've enjoyed terrific relationships among our presidents and chancellors. Our universities respect each other and treat each other with respect. We nurture that. And so I'm very pleased with the core group we have. And I'm also more pleased to be able to say we have expanded the conference to a size larger than it was before. Because that provides stability. And in doing so, we're trying to do it in a very thoughtful way.
Okay. Any other questions from the media? Okay, well, we certainly thank you. Well, thank you for your questions. As I mentioned before, Dr. Renaud and Bruce will be available briefly following the press conference if you do have some follow-up questions for them and for photo opportunities. So, as we bring the press conference to a close this afternoon, last thing we'd like to do is invite you to stand and join us in the singing of the Louisiana Tech alma mater. This concludes this afternoon's press conference. Thank you all for coming out for what has been a historic day in the history of Louisiana Tech University and Louisiana Tech Athletics. Have a great weekend.